This podcast is brought to you by eRadio. For more podcasts, check out our website on eradiosa.com or download the eRadio SA app from the Google Play Store. Enjoy. Travel Tuesday with Travel Bug Rose on eRadio.
It's time again for Travel Tuesday right here on eRadio, and Rose joins us this afternoon. It's good to hear from you again, Rose. Last week we had Gavin Sinclair. How are you?
Yeah, I know you stole my spot, eh?
Yes, but I see he's doing quite well. It looks like he's near Bochum's Bay right now. He's still strong on his way to Cape Town. He had a few setbacks, but I mean, such is life.
No, that's the way it works. I mean, he is an fantastic athlete, so pretty hard on your body.
It is. It's hectic, man. I don't even know how he does it. He's got a very, very strong mind. But anyway, how are you? How have you been?
No, very well, thank you. I've been well. I've been, I had another visit to one of the, to Heidelberg area, which is in Grootvaardbosch, which is what we were talking about today.
Oh, nice. Yeah. What was it like? Tell us all about it.
So, I was completely, and yeah, the last time I was there for like 20 seconds, you know. And this time we actually got invited by Cape Nature to try out their new glamping tent.
Ooh.
And yeah, so I immediately said yes because I just completely fell in love with that forest. It's so beautiful there.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
But the thing about Grootvaardbosch for me was, besides the absolute pristine forest, I mean, and the Fynbos there is in such good nick. They've got these beautiful hiking trails and things. This is really in a place where you go to escape the world. There is no Wi-Fi, no TV, no phone signal, no nothing. So you literally go there to, I would almost call it like a digital detox kind of thing.
Yes.
You would go there to absolutely escape and get away from all this like complete inundation of technology that happens all the time.
Mm.
So that was the best thing. And then people go, but what are you going to do? Well, that is where nature comes in, because they have a few things. One is they have beautiful sections of forest that you can hike in. There's a couple of trails there. One that we hiked was called the Bushbuck Trail, and they've got these beautiful big redwoods, California redwoods growing in there, which is quite odd to see in an indigenous forest. But the forest is extremely good condition. They've got these interesting bird hides. One is like 3 stories high. So if you're a birder and you look, that's also good. And then of course they've got some cycling. So if you're a keen cyclist, that's also a place to go, because they've got these cycle routes that go through over, like it's on the foothills of the Langeberg. So you basically go up into the Langeberg mountains and back down into the valleys where the forest is. So it's all pristine. It's really, really gorgeous. So yeah, I mean, how can you imagine just taking your, it's self-catering, so you have to literally take everything with you. There's no little, okay, the Heidelberg is 15 minutes away if you really have to go into town, and or you have to do something, you know, get something. But it's, so you basically can, you know, have to take everything with you. But everything in self-catering is there. I mean, everything you can think of that you need is there. And firewood and that kind of stuff. So, you know, you've got this big fire pit, pick off your shoes, you light a fire, you look over the Langeberg Mountains in the forest, and you just listen to the bird life, the baboons calling in the background, nightlife.
It's beautiful.
Pictures, really pictures. You know, it's like, this is how you actually chill out. This is how you actually disconnect.
Yeah.
You completely lose yourself in nature.
Yeah, proper disconnection.
And they've got other, and for those who don't, you know, don't want to go glamping, they've got camping sites that you can, you know, pitch a tent.
Mm.
And they've got these interesting camping sites as well, where it's lit like a deck. So you can actually put, you know, it's got a deck and you can put your tent next to it. In the deck, it's got a fireplace, a basin, and all those kind of things. So it's a little bit up. And then right on the top of the mountain or the top of the slopes, they've actually got cabins as well. And the nice thing about it, it's they call it a universal travel place. So if you are in a wheelchair, they are extremely wheelchair friendly. So your unit is built in such a way that you can get in and out and access to everything, which is great. So they've definitely thought about that as well. So, yeah.
I'm seeing the photos on your social media. Yeah, the one is of you walking through the forest. The other one is you standing on a deck near this fire pit with an amazing view. And then the other one is the mountains. What a view that is. The mountains in the background. Yeah. And then it's just green all around you. Stunning.
Yeah. It's quite interesting because when I was there last time in Hesco Tourism, I came across the surname Moody, and then I remember going to school with a Moody, and I don't know why I put the two together. Maybe it was the same spelling. And I actually phoned him and I said, "Listen, are you family of the Moodys that live in this area?" So he sent me a link of the genealogy of that area, and there was quite a lot of scandal and things like that with the family. But I'm quite he's defended me, so I need to go read it. So that used to be like family farms and things like that. And it's got, a lot of it has historical value as well. So I need to read a lot more about that, what would belong to who, where, and why.
But it's stunning. How can we see the photos for those who aren't following you on social media yet?
Well, www.travelbug.co.za is my website.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't done a blog for that yet, but you are more than welcome to visit me on Instagram or on Facebook.
Yeah.
Go Travel Bug is my handle for both of those, or on Twitter, same handle at Go Travel Bug. Yeah.
Instagram look at and my, Facebook.
And in my Instagram stories, it's got a little Cape May logo in it, so you can just click on all the stories and go and have a look. See.
Nice. That's exactly what I'm going to do right now. Travel Tuesday for today. Rose, thank you so much. And then we chat to you again next week.
Lizzie.
Thanks. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you. Bye.
This podcast was brought to you by eRadio. For more podcasts, check out our website on eradiosa.com or through the eRadio SA app from the Google Play Store.